Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I've never seen a painting that captures the beauty of the ocean at a moment like this.
There's a scene in the 1987 movie Wall Street where Michael Douglas, playing the character Gordon Gekko, is walking along a beach talking into a cell phone. It was memorable at the time because many of us had never seen someone using a cell phone, and it's memorable now because that phone, a Motorola Dynatac, is enormous. It weighed 2.5 pounds. If you're listening to this podcast on an iPhone 11, your phone weighs less than 7 ounces.
We had a really interesting project to try to figure out.
Now, we're not going to talk about cell phones this week. We're going to talk about chips and India and venture capital, of course. But let's start with those chips. The reason your cell phone doesn't weigh as much as a brick is because the circuitry inside of it has gotten much, much smaller. The transistors, about the width of a virus, now as narrow as 7 nanometers. Bruno Patti is one of the people that made that possible.
The view there was I had committed some kind of a crime.
At Harvard.
At Harvard.
Dr. Patti was an assistant professor at Harvard teaching electrical engineering when he started playing around with the idea of making chips very, very small through something called phase shift lithography. I'll explain more about that later. But at the time, his biggest worry was convincing Harvard to let him start a company.
So I went to the dean and I said, I'd like to take a brief leave of absence to set up this company. And I'm going to go hire somebody. He will run the company, and I'll come back after 6 months' leave of absence. So ultimately, I did leave, and I still didn't have an answer. So I went back and started the company. And about a year later, I received a note that said, "Congratulations, we have approved your leave of absence. Would you please come back and teach this class next semester?"
You said a germ of an idea, but you're being somewhat modest because phase shift lithography turns out to be this incredibly important development.
And that it was. So that was a really interesting time because at the time, the leaders in semiconductors, the Intels and the Semitechs and IBMs, had invested billions, tens of billions of dollars behind an alternative, which was X-ray lithography. And this is the value of not knowing any better. I thought my idea was better. And so we went out and said, all right, here's how you should make chips. I'd never seen a fab at that time. I had no idea how chips were made. My background was in wireless communications. And they said, well, no, that sounds pretty silly. So nobody would fund the company. We somehow managed to bootstrap it and build it up in a dot-com world where all the attention was focused elsewhere. Well, as it turned out, that is how every chip in the world is made today. And so X-rays are gone. There is no mention of them anywhere. And that was something, that's a point of pride to be able to change an industry like that. But it's also a testament to how valuable it is to be naive, not knowing that something can't be done, that the forces are all working against you. No one wants to fund it. The customers don't want it. They believe in, they have an alternative. Why would you start this company?
The company Potty Made Numerical Technologies went public and later sold to Synopsys for $250 million in 2003, giving Potty the money he needed to become an angel investor and eventually join Centerview Capital and create Nexus Venture Partners.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Investing in India. Nexus would lead him back to one of his childhood homes. You yourself are not from India. You're from Maryland.
That is a, you know, the where you're from question should be an easy one to answer. It's not. Not for me. So, yes, I was born in D.C. My father was a professor at the University of Maryland. I grew up in school in India, in Europe, and I was in boarding school in India. I went to school in Switzerland. And we spent almost 20-plus summers in Italy 3 months a year. And that's one of the beauties of being a professor. You can move around and think about the ideas that you're germinating anywhere you that there's a university and people to talk to. So we moved a lot from that perspective. And India was, I was in boarding school there for about 4 years and then 2 more years with living with my grandmother. And so prior to high school, prior to college, I was mostly in India.
What have you learned from living in Switzerland and Italy and India and America? Have I got them all?
Almost, but okay. Yes, that's close enough. That's the bulk of it.
That's a
yes,
lot.
Yes.
What have you learned from all of those different places?
You know, I think that's one of the more valuable experiences and lessons that I have had the pleasure of being part of. At the end of the day, we live in a global economy. We are connected in so many different ways, yet our cultures tend to be different. Ways, means of doing business in different places, how the pace at which things move, how decisions are made, what's important culturally. All of these come into play when you are looking at things such as operating a company and selling in other countries or investing in other companies. Without that basic understanding, it doesn't work. And so Nexus was a, and remains, a very good example of that. It's a cross-border fund today. And the understanding of what is important to entrepreneurs in India is critical to the success of a fund like Nexus. There was a brief period of time when a number of Silicon Valley venture capitalists felt that they could parachute in to places like India and China and do deals and jump back on a plane and fly home. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. You have to understand and appreciate what that culture is and what's different there. And that exposure that I had early on helped me at least appreciate, not necessarily know what all of these cultures are, but appreciate that their differences are meaningful. And to be successful in any one of these places, you have to understand it.
You obviously have a big advantage having done much of your schooling in India. But is there a difference between an Indian American who is American and an Indian American who came from India and became an American? Are there different approaches to anything that I would not be aware of?
You know, it's I would say yes. You know, I spend a good part of my schooling in India, so probably I have a meaningful amount of overlap with someone who has come from India and gone to school here. I would say that there are a few things that people look at differently. One is education, in fact. Right? The value of education is, I would say, heightened in a place like India, where it's appreciated almost at every level, regardless of your background or means or what your family has been doing. That is instilled at a very, very, very early age there, and is valued at the highest level. I would say there are many other cultures where that is true. It's not necessarily the sole driving factor in the United States. In India, it is. So I think those differences eventually bubble up into how people work and how people build their companies or operate their funds. It does make a difference.
You took a company from startup all the way through IPO, all the way to acquisition. So you've seen the entire life cycle of a company. Is there one aspect of that life cycle that is more difficult than the other? Is there one aspect of that life cycle that is more rewarding than the other?
Absolutely. The part that's difficult, and I'm going to relate this in a moment and extend your question a bit to what's going on today, is when you're just starting out, right? The hardest thing is to, first of all, understand what you need to do to build a company. But then also appreciate that you may not be in fashion today. Right? So starting a semiconductor company in the mid-90s was not a fashionable thing to do. There was no .com at the end of that name. And at the time, it seemed like this incredible disadvantage that I had. Right? And so I did the best I could to bring some money into the company. And then I surrounded myself, and we're so fortunate in this area to have people who can help you from a mentorship perspective, and surrounded myself with people who could help me. And we built the company. Now, what was rewarding about it at the end, having done that and taken it to the point of a public offering, we had, to give you an idea, we had only raised about $8 million in venture capital. The lead venture capitalist owned about 6% of the company. And at peak, the company had a $2 billion market cap. Well, that was quite rewarding. The second part of it, which is probably the ultimate reward, and I would value this far above the financial reward, is the fact that we were able to, in fact, alter the course of an entire industry. Something as important as semiconductors. And if I want to point back and say, what was the most rewarding aspect of that? It is that fact. The most challenging, like I said, is figuring out how to do this when money is not abundant, you are not in fashion. And here we are blessed with the surroundings that we have, the people that we have access to. That is a truly unique environment and culture to be in.
Can you explain to someone who is not a PhD in electrical engineering what phase shift lithography is?
Oh, absolutely.
Go for it.
So Fabricating chips involves a process called lithography. Lithography is effectively a photographic process where you take an image of the circuitry you'd like to fabricate and you project it on a photosensitive material. And then you go through a development process and create your wires and your transistors and so on out of it. Now, when those features become very, very small, so small that they are indeed smaller than the wavelength of the light that's used to project the images, you get a very blurry image. And so what was X-ray about? Just lowering the wavelength, so clean up the image a bit. We found that you could actually manipulate the light itself, and instead of simply adding light to the image, you could subtract light from the image, if that makes sense. So you can use phase shifting or shift the phase of the wave, the light waves, to quite literally subtract. And by doing so, you could make your theoretical resolution of that feature is infinite. And which is why, you know, we're sitting here 20 years later, we're still making chips that way. It has some legs.
What's the next major step forward? Is it quantum computing? Is it what's the next thing where we'll say we had almost run out of the ability to do this and then this came?
I think we have pretty close to run out of our ability to do this today. And it's not that we cannot make smaller transistors. It is simply the issues that arise as you do that, such as power consumption, become formidable. So an alternative paradigm for computing seems like a logical next step. And again, I'm not so close to quantum computing, but that is certainly a promising technology and a promising paradigm to go forward.
Going forward for Potty, serving as CEO of InfoWorks, another company he helped create. Perhaps taking that company public as he did Numerical Technologies. InfoWorks helps companies manage their data.
Companies that are born digital start out by laying a foundation to manage their data and have it accessible to do really interesting things, whether it's providing a better consumer experience, operating their business more efficiently, or improving the way they make decisions. Companies that did not start out that way have data, plenty of data, but they don't have the foundation on which they can build those capabilities to give you a better experience as a consumer through AI or machine learning or other techniques, or improve their business processes or make better decisions. They don't have the foundation. What do we do? We lay down that foundation for companies that have not had the benefit of being born digital so that they can gather their data, organize it, and make it available for whatever business's purposes they need to grow and gain competitive advantage.
Those companies that aren't born digital, do they know they need you?
Absolutely. This is existential at this point, right? If you are a retailer trying to compete with Amazon, how do you do that without harnessing your data? You cannot. If you are a large institutional bank competing with the online banking efforts and even folks like Capital One, how do you do that without harnessing that data? We as consumers have come to expect a very different experience from banking, from retail. How does that experience get delivered? It gets delivered by harnessing data and using it.
Sandhill Road is produced and edited by Sean Myers and executive produced by Sarah Bueno and Stephanie Adruni. For more interviews with Silicon Valley's most influential entrepreneurs, check me out on TV at Press Here. That's Sunday mornings on NBC Bay Area and everywhere in the world on iTunes and at PressHereTV.com.